The Saturday Light Brigade Entrepreneuring Youth is a program that helps kids develop great skills, business skills, salespersonship, and other things. And it's really fun. We've got Ivy Moore here. She's 17 and goes to Urban Pathways Charter School. She also has her mom here, and I think a sister, too, who I didn't even ask. No, not a sister. Oh, but you don't want to be identified. Who is that, Ivy?
That's my niece.
Oh, your niece. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Jayana.
Hi. Nice to see you. How old is she?
She's 9 now.
Maybe we'll get her to talk a little bit later. But Ivy, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Is this your senior year?
Yeah, senior year. I'll be graduating in May.
And do you have plans for the fall?
Sure. I plan on going to CCAC my first 2 years. And I've been accepted to quite few colleges, La Roche College, Point Park, Edinburgh, and Penn State. But I think I want to go to CCAC for my first 2 years because I'm going to study criminal justice, and they have a good program there that I would like to be interested in.
That's good. What struck you about criminal justice as a field?
Law enforcement. And I wanted to go ahead and join law enforcement because I think there needs to be more women in the law enforcement field.
That's a very good observation. Is I think about it, I haven't met men. I can think of only a few women I've met in law enforcement, particularly here in the city of Pittsburgh. So that's a good objective. Does it, I hate to say scare you, but I mean, you're put in danger a lot. Have you thought about that?
I wanted to join the state police. And I don't know, highways, that is kind of like dangerous being on a highway and stuff like that.
But you get to help people, too, in that situation. Well, we're here. It's nice to know about your career, too. What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Brentwood.
Brentwood, and a student at Urban Pathways Charter School. Mm-hmm. And you have a business. Tell me about your business.
I make blankets for children, toddlers and up to about children who are about 12 years old. It's a lot that goes into these blankets. It's made with love, and there's pouches on them. They're just customized for children, basically, and they get to connect with the parents, basically. So it's like a bond between the child and the mother or father or either grandparents.
So when you say customized, how do you customize blankets? Could I actually tell you that I wanted a blanket with maybe my wife's name on it or our anniversary date, although they're intended for children. Mm-hmm. But if I had a niece or a nephew I wanted to give a blanket to, I could give you information about them?
Yeah, a name. You get your name, any color blanket that's in stock that we have. The embroidery on there, which is the final touches of it. You get the colors of the embroidery. We were working on pictures for right now, but since the photography, we were trying to do pictures, but it was kind of hard because the quality wasn't coming out right on some of the photos. So right now we have the pouches, and they're held for keepsakes for children. They can put their books and teddy bears in them and stuff like that that they carry around.
That's very cool. So you can make a pouch of any size, depending on what. It must be very special to get a blanket that you sort of, the person getting it kind of helped design it or at least specified what it is, because these days you often get stuck just getting whatever's out there. What gave you the idea to do this?
Well, first it started off with the Entrepreneuring Youth Program at Urban Pathways Charter School. I was there in the 9th grade when it started. And I had this idea of doing blankets for senior citizens in the hospitals or people who had cancer and stuff like that, or type of disabilities, diabetes. It was kind of hard to get in the hospital, so I had to change it around because we had to have permits and types of certification to come to the hospital.
Sure.
So it was kind of hard to get in there.
And so you turned to children instead. And do you remember the first few blankets that you actually made and got to children? What was the first one you did?
It wasn't near the same as the ones we have now. It was different quality. It was pretty good for my first blanket, but it wasn't as perfect as I wanted to come out as.
Yeah, well, you were just starting out. Your mom's here, too, and we should meet her. This is Charlotte Moore. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
And you've got to be really proud of your daughter. My gosh.
Yeah, a lot of praise to her.
Yeah, she's superb. How did you feel about this when it all came together when she began her blanket business?
Well, I think because these blankets specifically speak to children and it's like poetry. It's embroidered poetry about praise, humor, towards your child and the connection between the parent and the child. So it's just like a lot of love connection in there. So that's what I'm most proud of. It displays, just a bond between parent and child. And there are like poetry lines. Like, for instance, one might say, you are as to me what stars are to the night, what sunshine is to light. So, you know, and there, that's just one example of one of the poetry.
That's very beautiful.
Yeah. So.
It just occurred to me that your blankets probably become family heirlooms or will become family heirlooms. So that's really significant to think that you're going to be part of people's lives forever and ever. Do you have other people help you with them or is it just you?
Just me and my mother.
I see.
She was in the photography room modeling for some of the blankets also.
Let's get this microphone over. Tell me your name again.
Diana.
Hi, how old are you?
9.
And so you modeled some of the blankets on the website?
Yes.
Very cool. Where do you go to school?
Westwood.
It's nice to meet you. Do you sew or have you tried to make anything along with your cousin? Aunt.
Yeah.
It's your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
What do you like to do for fun?
Play soccer.
Aha. So we could come up with spectator blankets to as people watch you play soccer. What grade are you in?
3rd.
What subject do you like best?
Math.
What are you doing in math right now?
We're trying to study our math test that's on Tuesday.
Oh, and what's on the test? Like fractions or division?
Fractions.
Fraction, so you have to, like, know that the 2/4 is really something else. What is it? Do you know? 2/4?
1/2.
What, one, you're close. 2 out of 4. 2 of the 4 is 1/4.
Half.
1/2. Right, 2. Yeah, I don't want to put you under pressure. Is that the kind of stuff they're making you do? That's usually what they make you do with fractions. Very cool. Well, I was curious. One reason I was asking you about math is I wanted to know what your aunt has learned about by running your own business. You learned a lot more than embroidery and such. What did you learn about the world of work and about how some of the skills you learn in school link to what you need for business?
I would say budgeting and managing my own, you know, expenses. The business has helped a lot with financing. I know how to, like, you know, budget my money and set it to the side. Save money is the most important. And financing is the most important thing that I think young people should need to know about, especially if you're a young person and running your own business. It helps a lot.
When you say financing, what exactly do you mean?
Saving, just spending money on, like, certain items, budgeting. Financing can go in like a term of like a long definition of what you expand it as, because you can go ahead and finance all your expenses, and then next day you're like blowing your money on something that you really don't need. So it's important.
So you have to have a lot of discipline with how you manage your money. And it sounds like your college choices, you know, starting at CCAC is a great thing to do, because while a degree from CCAC is great, spending your first couple years there and then going to one of the other schools you mentioned to get your degree is a great way to save money. And also, there's so many different courses at CCAC. Mm-hmm. You can really explore a lot more than you can sometimes at other schools. So that's a really good choice that you made. It looks like your mom's itching to say something.
You know, I just think that should be a fundamental or a basic part of school. Even earlier, maybe even in elementary school, is to introduce finances to children. Well, when I was younger, as a matter of fact, my first introduction was I was raised in Philadelphia and I went to schools there. And when I was in maybe the sixth grade, we were giving a savings account. It was Philadelphia Savings Fund Society, PSFS in Philadelphia. And we had to come to school, or every week we, you know, deposited money, and we like even had like a little course on spending matters. It allows the child to even come up with a concept or a service or a product to sell. So on top of that, just maybe having your basic fundamental of management and finance, the entrepreneur youth just takes it from A to mid M to Z, because they show a child how they can be self-reliant, be dependent, be able to be a professional salesperson, and to be their own boss. So, kudos to them, because it's really taken Ivana, you know, great strides into where she is now actually producing and making her own blankets thanks to entrepreneur youth. So, it's another avenue for, I think, kids to explore. When you say, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? You can say, okay, I can be a lawyer, I can be a doctor, and I can be my own boss. I can be, you know, and get into commerce. So, yes, they've been very helpful with her.
I didn't realize your full name was Ivana.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very pretty name.
Thank you.
You can learn more, by the way, about entrepreneuring youth by going to eyouthamerica.org, eyouthamerica.org. Perhaps your school that would like to bring the program into your school, or maybe you'd simply like to understand more about the methods and techniques. It's a Pittsburgh-based organization that's done great work, not just with Ivy, but with other entrepreneuring students as well. eyouthamerica.org. Anything else either of you would like to say? It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Maybe I just want to throw out our website.
Oh, yes,
for
please.
The blankets.
Yes.
We can be found on the website at www.acblankets.com.
You just gave a blanket endorsement. See, the website again.
That's www.acblankets.com.
And anything else you'd like to add, Ivy?
Well, I wanted to say, since it's my last year of high school, I wanted to thank the Entrepreneur and Youth Program. I really appreciate it, and I hope that they continue to have it in other schools, and other schools would accept it to have that program. And that's about it.
Thank you both, all three of you, for being here. Do you want to add anything else? Any shout-outs or hellos or anything? It's been so nice to have you here. How do you spell your first name?
J-A-I-A-N-N-A.
Very pretty first name.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a good day. What's your favorite season? Do you have a favorite?
Summer.
I like fall a lot. Do you like fall? That's when.
Yeah, I like the pretty leaves.
Yeah, it's nice. Thank you for being here. Thanks to all three of you.